6:18 a.m. on a Friday. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are delighted to have in studio our new friend, Amy Pate, who's an independent candidate running for Metro Nashville Public School Board in the 8th District, and our returning friend, the only sane member of the Metro Nashville Public School Board, the 9-member board with one sane person and 8 left-wing lunatics. But the sane person is here. She's running for re-election in the 6th District. Fran Bush. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be back.
So tell us, tell our listeners the geographic confines, the boundaries of the 6th District.
So my boundaries are Antioch and Cambridge cluster, but because of all these wonderful redrawn lines, I'm more like Priest Lake, tip of Cambridge, I-24, going towards Priest Lake.
So. You're running as an independent.
I am.
Tell me why.
You know, because I'm an independent thinker. Haven't I not proven that? You know, my tenure on this board has been very interesting to be the only board member that has made some type of difference for our kids. And I am just ready to get some like-minded people on this board.
You want some help?
I need some help.
Yeah, I mean, when we have 8 left-wing lunatics and one sane person, it gets a little lonesome out there, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And that's the reason why we have our Amy, who's next to me, and others that we have identified, or I have identified that, you know what, we need more.
So we have two other districts, and if you get sane people in those two other districts, you'll have 5 left-wing lunatics and 4 sane people. Do you think it will be easier to introduce common sense into Metro Nashville Public Schools if instead of 8 lunatics and 1 sane person, you have 4 sane people and 5 lunatics?
Yeah. So that's the goal. The goal is to change the whole trajectory of all of this, right? So even if we are outnumbered, it doesn't matter because strength comes in the voice, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I've been able to get things accomplished. Mm-hmm. So if you have 4 sane, hopefully maybe 5 or 6 that come along and maybe the light bulb, you know, turns on.
So the other possibility is the sanity might possibly be transmissible. It might be contagious, right? So if you're in a room and there are 5 lunatics and 4 sane people, the sanity just might be contagious, and you might get one of the lunatics to become sane. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and that's what happens on school boards. And I've learned that everybody kind of, you know, tuggle between who at that time where they want to be. Right. Mm-hmm. They want to decide on what's going to be popular or not. Mm. And that's not the way it should be. No. Not the way it
that's
should be.
That's actually quite a good point, because, if you look at group dynamics. Mm-hmm. Right. And if right now, if you have 8 lunatics, well, then everybody's being enforced with their lunacy. Mm-hmm. But if you got only 5 lunatics and 4 sane people, mm-hmm. you know, that 5th lunatic might not be that strong in their lunacy. And they might be susceptible to logic and sanity.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they flip all the time. But unfortunately, they haven't flipped enough, right? Because we're in this such horrible position that our $1 billion school budget looks like a low school budget.
It's a $1 billion budget.
Yeah.
But we're not. And how well is that being spent currently?
Not well. Not well at all.
Do you have these conversations with the superintendent, Adrian Battles, and say, I have all these problems with how you're misspending the money. Does she listen to you? Does she respond to you? Does she return your phone calls?
No, she doesn't listen to me. The only way I get through to her logic of her being more logical is that I call her out, or I'm able to identify all the mishaps that are happening, right? We have 10 executive principals that are leaving our district. 10. That's unheard of. We have over
100. Why are they leaving?
Support.
Lack thereof.
Yep, lack of.
So they feel like they're out there on their own trying to educate the kids.
Right.
But the school system is unresponsive to that.
Very much so.
What is the school system currently responsive to?
You see how I pause, right?
Yes.
No plans. Never had plans in place. Mm-hmm. It's always about, I've always said when I got on this board that we are a reactive district, not a proactive district.
Well, one of the reactions that we've seen is a steady decline at every measurable level for decades in reading scores, writing scores, and mathematics scores at the elementary level.
Yep.
Now, Amy, you've got a student in elementary school. You have a student in middle school, a student in high school.
Yes.
The scores for over a decade, two decades in Metro Nashville Public Schools have been steadily declining. What have the eight left-wing lunatics on the school board and Adrian Battle, what have they done to improve reading, writing, and arithmetic, Fran Bush?
Nothing besides, you know, not holding her accountable. There's no accountability. I think Amy had mentioned something to that point.
So Amy Pate, candidate in the 8th District for Metro Nashville Public Schools, you've got your ABCs. A, A is for accountable.
Yes. And so, absolute transparency, which is also goes along with accountability.
So, okay, the school, the tests scores are below abysmal. I mean, there's 95 counties in the state of Tennessee. The three lowest consistently are Shelby County, Jackson County, and, wait for it, Davidson County. What should the school board do to get those scores up?
And it's not because our kids don't have potential.
Right.
Oh, we have amazing kids. We have amazing teachers. You know, my mom was one of them. I saw her, you know, put her blood, sweat, tears, expertise, pour that into kids. We have so much potential in Metro Nashville Public Schools, and it, a lot of it is squandered. I think to raise scores, we really have to get creative. We have to think out of the box. We have to think about, you know, maybe an extended school day. Maybe, you know, my daughter participated in the summer program last summer, and there were eight kids in her class with one teacher. And I would ask the teacher, you know, what are you guys working on? I didn't get a response. You know, she never came home with any papers. Later she told me, oh, yeah, that teacher, he was on his phone all the time. You know,
the teacher on the phone. Okay.
That's, and that's rare.
That's
that
not
is
exactly
rare.
Accountable. Let me go back to this reading, writing, arithmetic. And Fran and I have talked about this before. And Amy, this may be new to you, but let me just throw it out there. Here's what I would like to see as an element of trying to improve public K-12 public schools. There is a teaching methodology for teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic called direct instruction. It's been out there for about 50 years. And because the teachers' unions oppose it, it has not been widely disseminated, but there is a private school that uses that. Very, very good, very affordable, Thales Academy. They've got like 9 or 10 schools in North Carolina. They just opened up one here in Franklin, Tennessee. If you go in there and you watch how the kids are taught, it's constant engagement. It's teacher-led, ask and response. A call and response, if you will, at the group and at the individual level. Every kid is engaged. This is a teaching methodology that works. Studies have shown by far it's most effective. It's not even being considered in Metro Nashville Public Schools. Is this something, as you talk about new options, would you consider the idea of introducing the direct instruction methodology to K-5 public schools here in Metro Nashville?
I am a person who's results driven. So, you know, if it gets results, yes. I think we have to also individualize, especially coming out of 2 years of COVID and 1 year of closed schools and metro schools where they kept the kids, you know, out of school for a year. Kids are at so many different levels, and we really have to meet kids where they are. And so I think we need a more individualized approach. I think we need to rethink, you know, curriculum, you know, extracurriculars, you know, everything just to kind of pour into kids and see where they need help and give them the help that they need. And we have the wonderful teachers to do that. Yeah, our teachers are incredible.
And Fran, you think this would, these innovations, these changes to improve accountability would be possible?
It needs to be priority. That's what it needs to be.
Right now, it's not a priority.
It's all over the place with scripture reading.
Fran Bush, the only sane member of Metro Nashville Public Schools, running for re-election in District 6. Amy Pate, running for election.
Pate for 8 in District 8.
Pate for 8. Oh, very good. The great Amy Pate for 8.
Thank you. Thank you.
District 8. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back
Appreciate it.
After this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.